Now let's get back to Ponderosa with John Boggs. John?
Thanks, Rob. We're here with Cindy Cash, Tom Young, and Dave Tarter talking about the second annual antique auction at the John Jay Center. And Cindy, why don't you tell us the specifics about when and where the auction is?
Okay. The auction is next Friday, August the 17th, and it will start, the appraisal piece will start at 4 o'clock. And we know that there's a lot of things that are going on in Jay County on next Friday, August 17th, but we will be finished by 7 o'clock so that you can attend some of the other events that evening. We will start the live auction at 6 o'clock, and again, that's at the John Jay Center. We greatly appreciate Lloyd's Auctioneering Services for all of their work. They will be our auctioneers for the evening, and also our appraisers, Dave Tarter, Dan Osterman from the Minnetrista Society will be there, and also Mike Italiano from JC Pawnbrokers will be at the John Jay Center next Friday, August 17th, and working on appraisals for gold and silver. So we appreciate all of their support. We will have boneless wings from the Buffalo Wings and Rings, so you can stop in and have a little bite to eat and look around. Also, we are, as you had mentioned earlier, we are asking for any type of consignment. So as you go through your garages this weekend or look through some items. We have some unique items already at the center. We have a old school desk, and we have a wine rack, so you can see that we have different items that we will be auctioning off.
Did I hear that one of the windows, the Weiler building windows, is going to be auctioned off?
Yes, if you're interested in the old Weiler building.
You know, I remember those from years ago. I don't know where I put it. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, that's one of those things that's kind of, you kind of like to have, but you don't know what you do with it.
Right. We do have some other unique items. We have an old porcelain sink that we'll be auctioning off, as well as if you drive by the John Jay Center, you'll see some of the items on display in our window as you drive by the John Jay Center.
Okay.
And you can also visit us on our website, johnjaycenter.com. And,
do you have a complete listing there?
No, we do not have a complete listing. We'll have that up this weekend.
And okay.
We also have some tickets to, we have several items for games that we are, for sporting events. We have certificates to various local businesses here. So we greatly appreciate all of their support that they've given us and their donations to the John Jay Center.
Cindy, the appraisals, I know you're appraising things for people, and I know Tom mentioned that you would graciously accept them as donations for the auction, but it's not necessary that you donate them for the auction to get the appraisal. What is the cost for the appraisals?
The appraisal, we're just asking for donations this year, and again, we started this as part of the John Jay Center Learning, as the appraisal piece would be a learning experience for those that would be interested in learning about their items. And I believe Dave can refer to that a little bit, as he had mentioned earlier, just hearing the stories. And some of the items have, you know, obviously some personal value to those, and that's hard to put a price on, as David mentioned last year. So I'll let Dave kind of refer to one of the unique items that he found last year.
Yeah, please do.
Well, there's a lot of unique items and the pieces come in, but probably one of the ones that stuck out in my mind was a real rocking horse that was really detailed. And I don't know, I would say just guessing probably real late 1800s. So it was really, really old, and the people, you know, took real good care of it and just showed the, details. So probably the rocking horse, but there was a lot of really unique items that came in that we seen that really was nice to see.
Have you ever had anyone come in that had something that they thought was worth a few bucks and they found out it was worth quite a bit?
It's kind of funny how that goes, because, you know, a lot of times a lot of times you can't put a value on something that's being handed down either. So, but yeah, we do find out sometimes where it's worth more than what they think, and on the other hand, that sometimes it's not worth as much as what they thought it was.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of that too. Well, that's the antique benefit auction, August 17th. Appraisals start at 4. The live auction starts at 6 p.m. You'll get them out of there in time that they can attend some of the other events that are going on in Portland that night.
Yes.
Cindy, we thank you for being here. Dave, I apologize for the name, and we will get it straight next time. Tom, you're not only a former board member, but you also donated to the auction, too, didn't you?
Excuse me. Yeah, last year we had a Ford 8N tractor that had belonged to Gordon Meeker. When we bought his home, it was left there for us to use, and so we put it up for auction and brought a nice amount for the center. So that was kind of a collaboration between the Meeker family and us, and we're hoping that somebody might have a larger item like that or anything that they think of that would be appropriate. We'll be more than willing to even go get it if they need some help.
Okay. Well, Cindy, why don't you give the website so people can check it out later this week, find out any information they might have.
Yes, our website is johnjcenter.com.
All right. Thank you, folks. Let's go back to Rob. When we come back, we'll be speaking with Ryan Gathard from State of the Heart Hospice about their upcoming golf tournament.